This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget. And today we are at part 51 of the Peace of the Father, and we're staying with Philippians. Why? Because it's amazing. And everything that is being talked about, everything that Paul is saying, brings peace from the Father. That's why. Philippians, the third chapter, and the 12th verse says this: I don't mean to say that I've already achieved these things, or that I've already reached perfection, but I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ Jesus first possessed me. I press on. He says here, I don't mean to say that I've achieved these things already. What's he talking about? Well, in verse 10 he says, I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. I want to suffer with him, share in his death, so that one way or another, I will experience the resurrection from the dead. That shows passion. That shows commitment. And Paul is so in love with the Lord Jesus. Every single word he says proves it. And that's what I want. And Paul wants to press on. And that's what I want. You see, as we journey along this pathway, we find many times, oftentimes, that we're taken off the course. Our eyes are shifted somewhere else. They look toward the sin that is exciting us. And so we begin to go down that road. And we find that we don't achieve what we're looking for. We don't achieve it because we've taken our eyes off the goal. We've taken our eyes off Jesus. But Paul is encouraging us by telling you what he's doing. As he writes this letter to the church in Philippi, he says, I haven't already achieved perfection. Of course I haven't. Ask me personally if I've achieved perfection, and the answer is no. I like to think that I've achieved or am achieving purity, but not perfection. And Paul says, but I press on. I push forward. I keep on going. I don't stop. But what happens often is that we stop, because we're running this race and we get so tired and so jaded that we stop to take a breather. And as we stop to take a breather, all the other runners are running past us. And we get to a place in life where we think, I don't care. I don't care if they go past me. I don't care. I've got to stop because I can't keep going. in terms of running a marathon, we hit the wall. And the only thing to do when you hit the wall, that wall of pain, is to fight through it, to push forward, to keep on going, to go through that wall of pain, and then the pain goes. We know this. So why are we stopping? Why are you stopping at the side of the road to watch the other runners run? Get up. Get up now and start running again. You don't have to do this alone. There is someone running beside you. And when you can't run anymore, they are picking you up and carrying you. Don't you see that? Don't you perceive it? Keep running. Keep pressing on. I know you've stopped. But as I'm bringing you this word, figuratively speaking, I am seeing you in the spirit, and I am now seeing you stand. And I see you going forward, and you're saying, no, I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep on going. And so you walk for a few steps, and then the walking turns into a gentle jog. And now you are jogging. Now you are pushing forward. Now you are pressing on. But I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ Jesus first possessed me. Do you want to achieve that perfection as Christ first possessed you? There's one way of doing it. There is one way of doing that. And that is to keep your eyes focused on the prize, focused on the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, focused on Jesus. Don't you just love him? Don't you just adore him? He is wonderful. He is wonderful because he's our Lord. He's our Savior. And we say, Lord God Almighty, we love you, we adore you, we worship your holy name. It gets so scary sometimes when we can't make it. We get so nervous of what is going on, we get so scared of the surroundings. But we can't be scared any longer. We've got to let go of that fear. We've got to say no. No to the fear. No to the pain. Oh Lord. You are so wonderful. Lord, I can't do this on my own. I can't manage it. You know, yesterday, I saw a remark on Facebook which really upset me. And this man was saying, if you sin, then you are a hater of God. That's what he was saying. If you sin, then you are a hater of God. And that really incensed me, because I sin. And the truth is, I don't hate God. I love God with all my heart and with all my soul, but I sin. And instead of saying, I'm so sorry for this man, I'm going to pray for him, I got cross. And I wanted people to see my remarks, to let him know that he was totally wrong. That, beloved, is taking your eyes off the race. That is taking your eyes, taking your eyes off Jesus. You see, this guy, he's made a mistake in what he's said. He's completely wrong, and he is not without sin. Although, from his post, it appears that he is without sin. But beloved, we shouldn't get angry with people who think that way. We should be praying for them. That's pressing on. We shouldn't be getting cross. We should be blessing them. That's pressing on. Not what I did. And therefore I retract that now in Jesus' name. And I send blessings to that man. And I pray in Jesus' name that the Holy Spirit touches him in a special way where his mindset is completely changed. Beloved, if you want to possess that which God wants you to possess, if you want to press on to the goal that God has for you, if you want to press on in this race, don't sit by the side of the road. But instead, break through the wall. Push through. But I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ Jesus first possessed me, says Paul. Do you press on? I'm pressing on. Are you going to join me? In Jesus' name, I pray now, Heavenly Father, for those who are sitting at the side of the road now, finding it so difficult to push through the wall, Lord, finding it so difficult to press on, I pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would lift them up and you would encourage them and you would aid them as they begin to walk slowly and then to jog and finally to run and burst through the wall. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. If you've said amen to this, I want to hear you. I want to hear from you. studio@worshipradio247.org. That is the email address. And just say, I said amen. That's all you got to say.